Hello?
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. This is Amanda. How may I help you?
Yeah, Amanda. First of all, are you a supervisor by any chance?
Yes. Why? What's going on?
Well, I got a problem with my last order.
Okay.
I'm going to need two refunds.
Okay.
Let me give you the order number. Excuse me. Let me give you the order number. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Order number 318-312-30014.
Thank you. Give me one moment. All right, may I have your first and last name?
Alfredo G. Cortez.
Okay. And you said you need a refund. Is that something damaged or what's going on?
Both. One missing and one damaged.
Okay, would you like a refund or would you like me to do a reship?
No. This order was placed on the 1st of January, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, almost six weeks to get to me. I ain't waiting for anything at all. So I just want my refund. I mean, the service has been horrendous for the last year or so. You guys must be hearing tons of complaints because either that or you're picking on me because it's just been one bad thing after another. So anyway, on this particular order, the first thing is the Batman vehicle.
Okay.
You want the item number?
Yes, please.
Okay, B-A-T. UK 8030.
Okay.
That was missing completely. Just wasn't even there.
Okay.
All right. So, and that's a 750 item.
Okay.
All right. And then the Doctor Who item, which is let's see, wait a minute. On the vehicle, I gave you the right number for the vehicle itself, not the mag, right? Because I got the magazine, but no vehicle.
Yes.
Okay. All right. On the Doctor Who, it is WHO UK 182 C as in cat.
Okay.
And that's damaged.
Is that on this same order, or was this a separate order?
No, same order. Like I said, not you personally, but Eagle Moss is just, I mean, it's, I don't know what the hell is going on with them, but, yeah, I mean, you name it that can go wrong, it's been going wrong for a long time now.
Okay, well, how much was that item?
Okay, this item is $13.46.
Okay.
So that's going to be what, $20.96 you owe me.
It's going to be, let me see, hold on.
I just added in. On my head.
Yeah, it's going to be $20.96, the total amount.
It. Yep, $20.96. So if you could please get that started for me.
Yes, sir. I've issued the refund. Allowed 3 to 5 business days for it to reflect in your account.
Okay, that's been issued. And it automatically knows which card to go to, right?
Yes, it's going to go back to the card that you paid with, which would be a Visa.
Thousand. Yeah, right, the 1006. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, all right, now, one last thing while I got you on the phone. Could you please take a look at e-shop order. This is,
okay.
Could you please check on my last one, which is now almost 2 weeks old now since I placed it. And it's still sitting, as far as I know, it's still at the warehouse, just sitting there.
Must be the 22nd one.
The very last one, the one after this one. It was placed, yeah, 22nd. Yeah, that would be about right because that makes it about 3 weeks, almost 3 weeks old now. And I have yet to see. The last I heard, that supposedly that it was at the warehouse. That was about a week and a half ago.
Okay, let me see. I'm here. Just one moment. I'm sorry. My system kind of froze up on me there.
Is your computer giving you problems?
It is. It decided
to. That's another. Well, I'm sorry. What was your first name again?
Amanda.
Okay, Amanda. That's another thing. And I know you've heard it before, but I don't know. Maybe it's just, if you guys keep hearing it, you'll keep telling Eagle Moss about it. But that's another thing. It's like for a long time now, every time I talk to one of you guys, your computer's messing up.
Yeah.
And I know it's not your computer, it's their computer that they provide. So, you know, what are they giving you, second-hand computers? I mean, it's crazy. Really?
You're right.
Everything. I'm sorry, my computer froze up. And then we're sitting there for 10 minutes, and then, half the time, the person comes back and says, you know what, I'm not going to be able to go any further. So I spent 20 minutes sitting there waiting for nothing. I mean, it's just insane. The way things are going downhill.
Oh yeah.
And this is the icing on the cake. I'm waiting 5 weeks for an order and a damn missing item and a missing item. I mean, what else can go wrong here? You know, it's just crazy.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, it's not showing, like, any updates on it. I see what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, because I understand at the beginning of January, y'all were finishing inventory.
Mm-hmm. Hello, sir? Yeah. We kind of lost connection there for a minute. Yes, the option I can do for that one is if you... because it's just showing sent to the warehouse. There's no update. The only thing I would be able to do is if you would like it, I mean, I can go ahead and put in for a reship or I can issue a refund.
Well, I want the Orville. I want that ship. I've been waiting to get it. I was able to get, I got a $20 thing about a month ago when I got that for the troubles I've been having. And I used it to get the Orville because it looks like that's not ever going to go on sale, you know?
Mm-mm.
So I finally got it, and I've been wanting it forever. So
okay.
I definitely want the ship, and from what I understand, it's supposed to be in stock, right?
Yes, it is. It's not out of stock.
And
I'm going to go ahead and put in for – no updates through the U.S. Postal Service. We have no updates on it at all. So I'm going to go ahead and process a reship on it.
Okay, but now it's obviously still at the warehouse because I have not gotten a shipping email yet.
Mm-hmm. Saying that it's shipped, yeah.
Saying that it's shipped. So unless it shipped and the email wasn't issued, which is unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And normally when we send out the emails, we'll send out is shipped, but we provide a tracking number.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen until you, Okay, the normal process is when it does leave the warehouse, that's when you issue the shipping email, which
mm-hmm.
doesn't give you a tracking number. It gives you your number. It gives an Eagle Moss number, and then once Pitney Bowes gets it, then it's another wait for the tracking number, because have to wait for an estimated arrival date, and you don't get the tracking number that you can actually track it until you get that. So usually it has to get Pitney Bowes has to get it to the nearest Pitney Bowes here in Louisiana, which is Texas. When it gets to Texas, then you get a tracking number.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you were aware of that.
I wasn't.
I wish. Don't I wish? You can't do a damn thing until it gets to Texas. All right? So the process is, there's a warehouse. It gets picked up by Pitney Bowes at the warehouse. That's when the shipping email goes out. You get a shipping email saying it's departed the warehouse. From there until here, your guess is as good as mine, because it could take a month for it to from your warehouse to my house. It could take a month,
wow.
Which is again crazy. So, but is there any way you can? Does the system tell you that a shipping email has been issued?
Nope. All that it says, this was sent to the warehouse on the 25th, and nothing else has updated.
Sent to the warehouse way back
on the 25th,
month, right?
Correct. So
oh my God.
That's why I said
okay.
It's just best to go ahead and issue a reship, because it doesn't normally, it's sent to the warehouse, then USPS picks up the package, and then they, once they notify us with the tracking number, then it updates in our shipment and it shows USPS, and then it has the tracking number.
Keep in mind though, USPS maybe you didn't know this, I don't know. USPS does not pick up the item. Pitney Bowes picks up the item.
Mm.
I don't know if you knew that.
Mm-mm.
That's part of the problem. Pitney Bowes, I'm not even sure what the hell Pitney Bowes does. Okay, I know the name of the company. I've heard of them, but they pick it up. They then get it to. It goes to postal system.
Mm-hmm.
So USPS doesn't get involved until the very end.
That could be some of the problem then, right there.
Well, that is a big problem. But the thing is, it shouldn't take this long for it to sit
mm-hmm.
at the warehouse. Not
mm-hmm.
anymore. The inventory is over. There's no reason for this to be happening.
Right.
It's in stock. How could it possibly take 2 weeks sitting there to go get it off a shelf? Number one. Number two, once they pick it up, then from that, once Pitney Bowes picks it up, then who knows? But the point is, it should have left. But you don't show. I don't have an email, and you don't show. Because if a shipping email would have been sent to me, you should be able to see that, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
All right. Well, then it's still sitting at the warehouse. Why in the hell is sitting at the warehouse? I would love to know.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a demand for it. A lot of people want it, but and it hasn't been there for. I'm not sure if it's been there or not. Anyway, go ahead. It can't hurt to do a reship. I guess if the first one ships and the other one ships too, I'll just turn the second one back to you. I'll just put the fuse on it and give it back to you.
Okay.
If it ever gets here.
Okay.
But all right. Well, then go ahead and issue a reship on that. Now, I guess y'all need to find out why you're not getting an update. You know,
well, I'm going to escalate. Well, I'm not going to just put the reship. I'm going to also escalate it over to upper management and let them know what's going on and let them review it, because it's been since the 25th and we're almost going on a month come February the 25th. So I'm absolutely going to escalate it over as well, and they will review it and reply to you back via email more than likely.
Okay. Yeah, if somebody needs to let me know something. I mean, people have – you must have to be able to update people. Especially when it's taking this long to begin with. And when it's taking this long and you don't even know what the hell is happening with it, that makes it twice as bad.
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
You know? I mean, it's just crazy. So yeah. That's the last two people I spoke to said the same thing. No update. Okay. It was sent to the warehouse. We know that. So we know it's sitting at the warehouse. But why hasn't it left? I don't know. You know, so all right. Well, go ahead and I guess try that and see what happens by doing that and escalate and all that. So I'll be looking for something on the computer to either ship an email or email from somebody telling me something on
it. Okay. All right. Absolutely. I'll get it sent over.
Okay. And then you definitely issued the refund, right?
Correct.
So just give it a couple of days for that.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. You have a good evening.
You too, sir. Thank you for calling Eagle Musk Collections.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.